Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, this day of March 26, 2011. And today we're going to be introducing and interviewing Mona Lewis on the evolution and application of technology for quantum energy healing. Now, I'm going to give a little background on that before I bring Mona on. I've been involved with energy healing, quantum energy healing, quantum technologies for healing since the early 90s. And this technology, and actually the term of quantum medicine, has been popularized and taken global by a man named Bill Nelson, Dr. Bill Nelson, a naturopath. Excuse me. And he's also a brilliant electrical engineer who worked for NASA. He was one of their boy wonders. He came out of Youngstown, Ohio. I'm going to go into a little background on Bill and the evolution of this technology that Mona's been working with for about 9 years. Bill used to come to my the clinic where I worked with three other doctors back in Ohio back in the mid-80s. And he told me about what he was doing with quantum medicine at that time. He was engineering homeopathics using Kirlian photography to engineer homeopathics. He actually pioneered that method, and he lectured worldwide. He told me about his experiences mostly with doctors in Europe and in Pakistan who were really interested in the subject. There was not such homeopathy interest has been falling off in the United States, and Bill has been pioneering not only the quantum medicine with technologies for registering the energies and the bioenergetic circuits of the body, but he's also been pioneering remedies that were engineered, homeopathic and nutritional remedies that are engineered with homeopathics, I mean with Kirlian photography. So that fascinated me to no end. From my earliest ages, I worked with a boy genius in electronics and was really into electrical processes, building electrical kits, lab kits, and this guy's gone on that I had my former experience with. He's gone on to running the linear accelerator labs at Cornell University. So he was, I kind of grew up, my best friend down the street was kind of a quantum genius back then. But Bill, I saw what he was into. He came to the clinic, and he would demonstrate, and I would organize clients at this clinic back in Ohio. I would organize clients getting news releases out to our client base about him coming and doing electrodiagnostics with what's called electroacupuncture, with point testing. And some people are familiar with that, but the concept is that you can measure the energy meridians of the body through different points on the fingers and toes with it's called an electroacupuncture device, and you can actually put then different remedies in the circuits of the body to see if they strengthen the different organ systems that correspond to the different acupuncture points on the body. That, as I say, you can measure on the fingers and the toes. Excuse me. So Bill, he went on to develop a device that took the personal hand testing, you know, because there was a problem with electroacupuncture that it's so sensitive that even the energetics of the practitioner's own body can have an effect on the energetics, the aura, you might say, of the person you're testing. And I actually went to different clinics around the United States studying electrodiagnostics. One was with Fuller Royal in his clinic down in Nevada. And I saw this this problem whereby different practitioners using this technology would always get the results, like with homeopathics, for example, that were 100x or 200x or a certain potency, because they believed that that was the potency that was the most effective for the treatment. In other words, it's what's called black masking, that there's this influence that masks the results because of the you might say, the prejudice or the bias of the practitioner. Well, this fascinated me to no end to understand, you know, the relationships of the subtle energy fields of the body, that they were this sensitive, that they would work in this way, that this would affect electrodiagnostics with the energy fields of the body. So I was really thrilled later when I had my third holistic health center in Montana in the early 90s, when I found out that Bill, because I'd kept in touch with him, that he had developed a laboratory in Denver, where he was engineering homeopathics with Kirlian photography, and at the same time working with a team of brilliant programmers who developed a biofeedback device with electroacupuncture. Excuse me. And with that biofeedback device, he had computerized an interface for the biofeedback that would do the electrodiagnostics automatically. And the interface that processed the information from the computer, and back then it was a 386 computer, and I bought one of those systems. Back then they were $33,000. And it was the first time that, excuse me, that this whole system had become computerized with biofeedback, so it was done automatically. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough here. Let me get a drink. To say that I get passionate about this subject is an understatement. That really excites me. What we've got here, and so I'm going to go on to explain how Bill developed this technology that computerized the analysis of electrical fields of the body, the auric fields of the body, with electro diagnostics, where he didn't touch the person. It wired up the ankles, the forehead, and the wrists, and it actually cycled the frequencies of 5,500 homeopathics, nutritionals, phenolics, vitamins, minerals, aminos, all these different substances and different formulas that he had developed. He could cycle those energies through the computer into the etheric sheath of the body, you know, on the wrists and the ankles, and the body would respond to that. It's called, you know, the biofeedback in response to those energies. It would respond to that, and he had developed what's called periodic. Well, actually, he was the first one to utilize the periodic table of quantum biology, which he called the Hermitian matrix, that was developed by Dr. Isaacs at Johns Hopkins University, who also was the pioneer of the original heart bypass surgery at Johns Hopkins University. And he was a brilliant innovator, this individual who developed this this matrix, this Hermitian matrix, as Bill called it. Bill computerized it with his team of programmers on this 386 computer, and the response, the energy response to the body, then would go back into, with the biofeedback, would go back through this periodic table of quantum biology, and would read out in terms of the endocrine system, the digestive system, the different systems of the body. Back then, the programming was kind of simple. There was like little stick figures, and, you know, showing the different parts of the body, the different systems, and what was indicated that would work best, whether it be homeopathics, nutritionals, vitamin, mineral, aminos, different formulas, or whatever. And this was an amazing system. And as I said, I purchased one of those systems, and in the clinic I had it in Livingston, Montana, I got extraordinary response. It was so sensitive that I had an individual working with me who was a real expert in macrobiotic diet, and she was also a master of invocation, invoking spiritual energies for overshadowing and you might say blessing the energies. Excuse me. And so it was quite an amazing experience. To see how sensitive this equipment was. So, excuse me. So, excuse me, a little interruption there. It was so, this equipment was so sensitive that witnessed this individual, Janie, give invocations for her friends. He asked to do that, to give a spiritual invocation before the screening sessions commenced, the electrodiagnostic screenings. And, you know, I would give a little invocation for people that were spiritually inclined before some of the electrodiagnostic screenings. And I was no master of invocation, and Jenny was a real true master. When I say that, she could invoke energy that make hair stand up on the back of your neck where you'd feel like the presence of spiritual beings. And I saw the difference, you know, when Jenny gave an invocation, all of a sudden, instead of going, you know, as it screened in, you know, scanned in the different energy frequencies into the computer, there was a completely different energy. It was like, there was much more information in the system as it after did the screening. So it kind of blew me away that that this equipment was so sensitive that it could actually pick up a spiritual vibration or some presence that was invoked as a function of, you might say, the blessing of pure intention as focused attention in the quantum field of energy in a way that really had an impact on the results, the amount of information. And the more information in this system, the more it became clear, like with pattern recognition, you could see it was more evident what was indicated would work best for balancing the bioenergetics of the body. Well, this was back in early 1990s. And I was really, I saw how the quantum field of energies of the body was impacted directly by spiritual invocation, you might say the blessing, and the spiritual vibration that was brought to this electrodiagnostic testing that did not have the practitioner actually touching the person, but in the quantum field, just the energy invoked and the pure intention that was brought to the analysis process affected the quantum field of the computer, and as it affects the quantum fields in the body. And this is, I mention this because it all kind of leads up to what I'm going to have now. Mona, come on, Mona, are you there?
I'm here.
I hope I haven't blown you away with all that, but it is a really amazing. Mona, I should add, that has been working with a much more evolved technology since 1990. Back then, it was a 386 computer. It's gone through several evolutions since then. And now, Mona's working with, it's called the SCIO. In Europe, they call it the EPFX. Bill Nelson has gone on to Hungary to work with a team of programmers there, and he gives seminars and training on this technology in international waters, on cruise ships, all over the world. That's largely to keep out of the reach of concerns on different nations regarding this technology, because this technology really is, you might say, beyond the paradigm of the chemistry of disease. It really deals with the energies of health and the concept of how a quantum medicine, quantum technology, can connect with the bioenergetics of the body in a way that, just like that spiritual invocation would affect the equipment, how there is a quantum field that connects all individuals, and there's ways to tap into that. Mona's been working with that, as I said, for about 9 years. And so, Mona, I'd like to give you some time now to give you a little background on, give a little your background on working with this technology.
Certainly. Thank you very much, Christopher. I'm very happy to be speaking about this. This makes me excited, too. Actually, I introduced this device. It was called the QXEI way back then in 2002 to a friend who was an energy worker. She did a lot of healing with her hands and was very amazing, but she was getting up in the years, close to, only in her 60s, but she had a lot of illnesses herself. So I found out about this, introduced this to her, and she was fascinated because she could do so much more for people in a shorter period of time, and got involved with this right away, bought a device, and trained me, and I started seeing clients for her to help her build her business. And that was in 2002. Well, in 2005, I bought my own device. It was $18,000 at that point, and it was the SCIO, Scientific Consciousness Interface Operations. And I immediately went for my intermediate and advanced training in Victoria, Canada, because I had so much experience, hands-on experience, I could just kind of jump right in to that training. So I've done this since then, and it's quantum biofeedback on the highest level. And as Christopher said, you know, back with the point probe devices, they were picking up on people's energy, and they weren't, you know, as effective because the practitioner's, you know, energy could be in there and maybe not be so accurate. Well, what this device has now, the SCIO, the SCIO or EPFX, whatever you choose to call it, it actually, Bill Nelson decided to go with a USB port instead of what he was using before. I'm not sure what it was called, but with this new change, it would increase the data, and it would go up to measure like 110 measures of data every 2,000ths of a second. So instead of having like one measure with the point probe, you know, to have 110 measures of data every 2,000ths of a second, it was going to push things up to 500,000 bits of data every second. And so it was a much better way to interface with the body electric and the body energetic and, you know, give us lots of information. And so what it does is it scans the body, and it goes through 65 million bits of data and organizes about, well, now it's actually more than that, 1.75 million on you as a client. And it programs all that information that it receives into different panels on nutrition, you know, maybe the health of the spine, anti-aging, your blood, just all different areas that you can go in and help to reduce stress and help to balance the body for the client. And so one of the important things about this device that it can do, which the prior one, Bill Nelson developed, the QXEI, could not do, was to run multiple panels at one time. And you could manage your reports, you know, working with a client. You can move around the system as you were sending frequencies to help balance the body. You could do piggyback therapies. You know, something could be balancing in the blood while maybe you were adding nutrition somewhere else in the brain. I mean, it just comes up with what the client desires to have, what their body desires to have, and the frequencies to balance it. And
I'm going to interject here a little bit. It's hard for most people to conceive, number one, how a device like this could work, and number two, if it did work, why we don't see more of it, and why they've never even heard of it. And for me, my experience, I mean, what you're talking about is much more advanced from the early, you know, primitive version that worked, but you might say it's like the difference between a vacuum tube technology and transistor-based in technology. I mean, he actually had, in that system I had, he actually had bottles wired up in racks with the equipment that came with it, and the wires ran around the bottles to pick up the frequencies. Now they have the signature of these frequencies of homeopathics, nutritionals. They actually have the quantum frequencies. Using the same technology, they've been able to get the frequency signatures of the different technologies, and they use those quantum frequency signatures to process the information. And it's so sophisticated now that, and we'll go into that, how you can actually take a person's, I call them their bioenergetic coordinates, and get a signature of an individual. Personally, or you can actually use the quantum field and take the bioenergetic signature associated with their birth date and time, which corresponds to their astrology, which is infused in the cells of the body in the 9 months of gestation. It's like the quantum universe becomes, that's infused in the creation of the body, is a signature, as an energy signature, that can be used to connect with people remotely, because there is no space or time in the quantum field. And I know this sounds, it must sound really crazy to some people listening to this, but I wanted to interject that I've seen the evolution of this technology and how it's gone from more of an electromechanical thing to more of a energetic quantum computerized electronic function, and most people wouldn't understand how the technology evolved to understand the technology. And so I wanted to give this background to what you're talking about and what you're working with, so people have, you know, a larger understanding that this technology really is the new paradigm of the energies of health. The old paradigm being the mechanical chemistry of disease on a more physical level. But as we know, everything physical is energetic, and the cause behind the cause of disease is the energetic, you might, matrix of dis-ease or disharmony or imbalance in the frequencies of the body, which the SCIO or EPFX works with. So I just thought I'd interject that, but so that, you know, some people listening will have just a better understanding that this technology really does work in ways that is the future, that I really believe is the future of medicine.
Right, and it is a direct read of our unconsciousness. Our consciousness has it's kind of like the word area, and some clients are, you know, out of touch with even that part, and out of touch with the unconscious. But the thing that's so nice about that is this direct read from the unconscious is the client can be assured that the practitioner, like me, doesn't necessarily have an input in it. I just make conscious decisions as things come up and look for patterns in the body, and, you know, that helps create a picture of what's going on to kind of intuitively know where to go, other than what the body is directly saying, I, you know, desire right now. And each cell in our body operates at certain frequencies, and our cells network together to keep our body in harmony, and stress produces very erratic vibrations that lead to the disharmony and the injury and the disease. And so this actually picks up on that and, you know, suggests certain frequencies for the body to balance. And the way I'd like to think of it, Christopher, is it's really the body healing itself. It's setting up the body to heal itself. And for an example would be, when a child goes to school and they're going to school on a new path and they're walking through a field and they haven't been through that field to take the shortcut to get to school, they walk that path or create a path. Actually, they're creating a path and kind of, you know, pushing the grass over and down and you know, moving in a particular direction, well, the more they take that path over and over, the clearer that path becomes. And what I love so much about this gentle way of nudging the body into healing, it helps that path become clearer so the body can heal itself.
You know, it's the process is really practical. And I know that Dr. Jonathan Wright, who wrote for Prevention Magazine for years, had three electrodiagnostic technicians working under him in his clinic with about 10,000 patients out in the Seattle area. And they were using an early version of electrodiagnostic, but it was still getting good results. And it was really amazing how his best practitioners were those who did not have a preconceived idea, again, of what remedies would be used. They're people that were, so to speak, you might say, with a pure heart or pure intention or no bias, but just the pure intention to see the pattern and of the information and have that skill set with pattern recognition to utilize the information available to just clearly see what was self-evident that the body needed. And it's the same thing with the SCIO that you're using. I think you're probably a much better practitioner than other people that have tried to use this technology. And I know there was five doctors that I introduced this technology to and bought this equipment, and most of them couldn't use it because they couldn't get their modality out of the way. They couldn't get their bias towards, like, medical doctors who are used to using drugs. The whole paradigm was such a shift for them, and the different modalities have a tendency, not always, but again, the tendency is if you culture a professional pride, you might say, in your modality, it's difficult to get it's sometimes difficult to get past that. And Dr. Nelson had a saying for this. He said, if the only tool you have is a hammer, you look at everyone as a nail, and you hammer them with your modality. I thought that was a great expression, because he was talking to me about different experience he'd had also with doctors around the United States that buy his equipment, and they couldn't get their mindset out of the way, even with when the information was self-evident, that was, you know, that was speaking for itself. It was a challenge to paradigm paralysis, you might say. And so I'm really excited to see that you're kind of holistic in your view, and that you're really into the concept of the blessing. Could you talk a little bit more about that? How you?
Well, certainly, I'd be happy to. It's really interesting, the connection that we make with people, and it's like they have their universe and we have our universe. And we come together, and it's combined. And just as I listened on your BBS website to that wonderful YouTube that you have, where you talk about where it talks about the atom being spread out all over the place, and then when you look at it or observe it, it just all comes into a close, tight focus. And if there's subatomic particles, two of them, let's say two electrons, and you do something to one, it affects the other, no matter how far they are, you know, apart. It's just so amazing how we are so connected. And what I've learned through blessing and the art and practice is when you make a connection intentionally with another person, and hold that space open for the other person for healing, communication, or whatever, you can send a blessing to them, and their body, or their, not their body, but their being can accept whatever part of it is needed or can accept. Mm-hmm. And it's that blessing place that we actually come to where that exchange is made, and then of course it's, you know, very divine, and the experience grows for both parties, you know, involved in the future, you know, not from that moment on. It's just a very beautiful, loving thing and connection, and I really feel that with this device, there's, you know, connection made on so many levels. So as a practitioner, I guess I just feel more than a practitioner with my clients. I feel like a friend too, because I'm very, very interested in, you know, creating that space in whatever way I can, and to hold it open for the blessing or the healing to take place. And I just want to add here too that Bill Nelson has a section or an opportunity in the beginning when you go into this program to add people or beings or, you know, whatever your belief, Jesus, Buddha, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, to add different beings to help support the healing that occurs during the session. So
you know, that's really interesting that you mentioned that, because way back in when he came out to our community here in the valley, here in Paradise Valley, where there was a lot of people into the Ascended Master teachings, he actually, you know, we asked him if he could put into the, you know, if there was a way he could put into the boot up of the computer, the boot up program, the names of the Ascended Masters as would relate to their frequency, you know, the Healing Ray Masters, Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, Mother Mary, Jesus, you know, and so that it would actually, you know, for an Archangel Michael, for protection, you know, of the energy fields of the quantum field. And, of course, that's just an electromechanical function in a sense, but, you know, maybe it was back at that time, because Bill is open to all of this, and he understood that the quantum field is a multi-universe of multiple dimensions. And he understands intuitively that quantum reality is a function of where we put our attention. And that's one thing on that video, if you looked at it, is that it's the attention to the field that directs and forms the field, the quantum field. You know, the video that's on the Cosmic Love website that I provided.
Right.
And the concept of being, even putting in yourself, you know, not just into the computer circuits, you know, the signature, you might say, the name and the flame of the masters, the ascended masters, the healing masters, but as a function, there's a parallel a function of that with the practitioner that looks at this information with pure intention. That gets oneself out of the way, understanding that there is a higher power in the quantum field. There are higher, intelligences that have mastered, you might say, this dense octave of incarnation and have ascended to higher octaves, but can basically, in response to the call, you might say, or the connection, or the invocation, or the, you know, the pure intention of a blessing can manifest that energy. In a way that directs the energy, and you might say perfects the energy, or brings it into conscious awareness for unconscious healing, you might say. I don't know, I'm getting a little poetic with this, but to me the concept of, as I've come to understand the quantum field, is that we are all connected. And as that video explained in quite an amazing way,
yes,
so,
definitely. I agree with that. And I heard what you said about intention changing the field. And when I went to one of the Quantum Masters Congresses where Bill Nelson is present with the instructors for this device, it was down in Mexico, actually, when several times, so I was able to meet him personally. And the thing that was so amazing, I went out to dinner with quite a few of the instructors, and I was saying to one gentleman, because someone had said, well, When you work with a device, we hook up the electrodes, and you know, you get wonderful responses with that. And it wasn't quite the response with the subspace. And what? Maybe I should explain that first. When I have
subspace is the quantum field.
Yes, it's the quantum field, and I'm working with a client long distance. And as you alluded to earlier, their birth name and birth date is their signature. It's like the silver cord connection to the universe. And so when I work with clients at long distance, I've had amazing results, and I never have less than that. And I was saying to him, you know, I don't understand why there's a difference, you know, in the percentages of the results we get when I don't even see that. And he told me right then and there, he says, Mona, it's your intention.
It's your intention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep, it's the intention. Pure intention focuses attention for the evolutionary ascension of conscience. You know, I keep coming back to that because I got that from Bill. You know, in his pure intention over the years to explain this, and I remember many lectures of his that I videotaped. I even had a TV show that I produced locally and made videos of it and got it out to different doctors where it was like a talk show kind of a format with an interviewer of Bill and I regarding this technology. And there was this, you know, his trying to explain and bring forth these concepts, which are kind of abstract to, you know, I mean, they're really cutting edge. And many other lectures on, you know, curling photography and different aspects of this. And to give a specific example, I always wondered, you know, well, how is it that, you know, a birth time could define the signature of the body? And he explained, and I studied up on the whole order of the universe in ancient Chinese medicine, explained how every cell in the body that's created in the 9-month cycle in the womb is really in the womb is a cosmic womb. It's a bioenergetic womb, and the constellations of the universe are the energies are stepped down. The constellations are stepped down through the 9 lower vertebrae of the body into the bioenergetic womb of the woman and creates a bioenergetic force field that infuses the atom cells and electrons of the emerging embryo. And when you take your first fire breath at birth, your birth time is really the signature. It's the signature of that bioenergetic force field, and that's how the birth time, you might say the bioastrology. Is a function of the bioenergetics of the whole body, which, you know, and that concept alone to me is so profound that we are a quantum, you know, as above, so below. The kingdom of heaven is within us. It's in our bioenergetic makeup, our bioenergetic signature, and that's how in the quantum field you can do remote healing and actually tune into a person's signature and frequency and work with them remotely with this technology. It's really fascinating to me.
It's really exciting where we're going with this. And I love what David Spangler, who wrote Blessing the Art and Practice, says about incarnational spirituality. And he makes it really clear. He says, when you incarnate into Earth, there's actually a unique energy to you that you create as you come into this world. And it's the energy that allows us all to be co-creators, you know, to be a co-creator in this.
A co-creator.
Yeah, co-creator.
Yeah. And that concept of co-creation, you might say the concept of we are in the universe and the universe is in us. You know, that there is a relationship as above, so below. And again, it's where our focus is. if the focus is on worldly things, the most difficult thing in the world is to remain non-attached to worldly things.
Yeah.
You know, but in the other regard, you know, if the focus is on a spiritual connection and co-creation with the Great Spirit, God, you know, the spirit that matters, then there's a natural resonance with the spirit of, you know, of co-creation. And
right. And you just make that connection, and as a working in the healing field, you know, or with a device like this, or whether you're a hands-on healer, and like you said, the focused attention, the intention, focused attention and intention is so important. And I, you know, saw this when I had a Siamese cat who was, she just absolutely loved me. And then we moved our home, and she just went through a very depressing time where she laid around. She got very heavy and fat, and she wouldn't go outdoors since we moved to this new house. And a year had passed, and she was quite large. And I decided to put her on the device, and you know, you can't hook her up with the wires, but just through subspace. And she was laying on the floor in my office as I was working on her, and all these things were coming up, and I was understanding, you know, kind of what she was feeling. And what's interesting, I didn't have her birth date. I had her name that we gave her, and then I added our last name. And that, along with the intention, was enough to locate her, you know, for the device to calibrate to her, to actually to go through the information process and put all that information into the device, and then to send her the frequencies to balance her. And that cat, for the first time in over a year, got up, ran around the house, and chased the other cat in a circle. It was a fairly large house, and things were all connected, in a huge, large circle, and then she asked to go out.
I mean, wow.
So amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't even have her birth date or her real birth name other than what I gave her.
Well, what's really interesting to me, and you mentioned that the device indicated how she was feeling, and I know that Bill has developed this technology, so you can actually pull up the four quadrants of basically the bioenergetic matrix in terms of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical levels. I don't know, have you ever gone into that dimension of the program?
There's
so many dimensions of this program. And you can actually tune into where there's stress or distress, dis-ease in the energetics of the emotional body or the mental body or the spiritual body or again, the physical body, which organ system is, you know, how it's manifesting physically, because there's like a hierarchy of energies, you might say, from the spiritual into the mental, the emotional, and then the physical. And the way, and the pattern recognition that goes on for recognizing where there is dis-ease, you know, you can monitor that consciously, but the equipment itself will, as you say, calibrate the correct balancing energies to balance the imbalances or the dis-ease. And but before I go on, those are just maybe tuned in later. I'm interviewing Mona Lewis, who is a practitioner with the SCIO. And it's a quantum energy healing device. I gave some background earlier on in the show on the evolution of this technology and its implications. But I wanted to go on, Mona, mentioning that you have been working with this technology for about 9 years. And if anyone is interested in more information about the technology, to get in touch with Mona, you can contact me with the email address that's on the website at geonotes@mcn.net. That's on the Cosmic Love website. And so, Mona, where do you see this going, the future of the technology?
Well, as you're talking, I'm thinking you mentioned healing really takes place on all levels, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and, you know, you mentioned, accessing different panels in that through the device. And what I'm finding now that's really exciting is people, it just seems like they're a little more sensitive to energy. And no matter what area you're working on in them, they have a change in one of those areas, and it just shifts more quickly now than it has in the past when I first started this.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I could be working on, you know, someone's spine and, you know, clearing emotions for something, and then something totally related or some insight they need to move on into life are just automatically comes to the surface. It just seems like things are coming to the surface and people are having these huge realizations. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this is just a way to nudge the body into health and to create a little bit of a picture of what's going on internally so we can take the responsibility to heal ourselves and to do what
yeah.
we can to heal ourselves. So ultimately, that's it.
I think what's going on is the veil really is thinning. And when I say that, the energetics of the solar system as our, you know, as it goes through galactic alignment in this year, you know, the real end and ninth wave, final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar is in 2011. And the energetics of the universe are resonating with the energetics of our sun and our solar system. I mean, we've got 200 billion solar systems in our galaxy. And with this alignment of our solar system as it passes up through the galactic plane, that's resonating in our through the sun and through every the cells and atoms and electrons, you might say, the miniature suns in every atom of our body. And there is a resonance there to where the unconscious is becoming conscious. When I say the veil is thinning, people are becoming conscious in ways they've been unconscious, and the concept of biofeedback as psyche feedback, in other words, what comes up to one's attention can be healed with pure intention. And so self-healing in that regard has a big effect, and I think the technology is really leading us to an understanding which shaman and healers have had throughout history, is that you can affect the quantum field with pure intention. And and do the miraculous healings that Jesus did, so to speak.
Yeah, that's
that. All these things.
I agree with that, and that I think is what I'm seeing, and the reason why I'm seeing such big shifts quickly.
A big shift, fast.
Yeah.
I believe that, and I think that a lot of the hidden things are becoming known. Secret things are being revealed, and the mysteries of time and space are becoming, you know, it's when I say that, the mysteries of God, of the universe, are being unveiled in ways that, well, there is no time or space. I mean, with the instant everywhere interactive internet, that's created, like, you know, we're all, the family of man's all connected in a global village, and the quantum field is right where we are.
Right, and again, what I something else I heard on your YouTube video that I really enjoyed, atoms exist in more than one place in different universes, not only in our universe, but different universes, and the fact that they spread out all over is amazing to me.
And I believe that we live in a multiverse. There's multiple mm-hmm. dimensions in the universe, and this multiverse is really, it's all right there. And as I said, as the unconscious becomes conscious, people are having dimensional shifts. They're having consciousness shifts in amazing ways, and there's not much people in the media explaining all that, if you know what I mean. And anyway, Mona, this has been great. I'm going to finish up with this meditation that I have for the end of the show. And I want to thank you for being on the show. It's been really wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it, Christopher.
And I hope to do this again sometime.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap for Cosmic Love. Happy trails, everyone. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.